When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to Day 21 of Dare to Be. Today's devotion is titled, Surrendered to the Lord. Numbers chapter 30, verse 2 reads, If a man vows a vow to the Lord, or swears an oath to bind himself by a pledge, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceeds out of his mouth. Our text for today is 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 26 through 28. And she said, Oh, my Lord, as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who was standing here in your presence praying to the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition that I made to him. Therefore, I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is lent to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. As Hannah dedicated Samuel to the Lord, she addressed Eli with respect and reverence. She reminded Eli that she had prayed for God to give her a son several years before. She is the one who vowed to give him to the Lord. Now she is standing in his presence because God answered her prayers. Hannah was given the gift of Samuel, and now she gives that gift fully back to God. She made a promise to God, and she would keep that promise no matter how difficult. Hannah's commitment would be for the duration of Samuel's life. Surrendering to God is not a partial commitment. It requires total and continual submission to God. We live in a time where people don't keep their word for 1 week, much less for a whole life. Why would God grant a full blessing to someone who's only partially faithful? If we want God to bless our lives completely, we must surrender our lives fully. If we desire for God to direct our children's lives, we must dedicate them to the Lord. God rewarded Hannah and Samuel's lives with peace and purpose. Because Hannah prayed, God answered. As a result of Hannah's vow, God directed Samuel's life to fulfill his plan. The remainder of 1 Samuel shares how Samuel became God's prophet who guided the people through a critical time in Israel's history. Dale Ralph Davis writes that Samuel will be God's specially chosen instrument for a major task in redemptive history. When we trust the Lord enough to surrender everything to Him, then, and only then will all of our lives be used for His glory. When Scripture first introduces Hannah, she is shamed by Peninnah for her inability to have children. By the end of one chapter, she has witnessed God's miracle blessing of a son. By the end of the book, God uses her and her son significantly. Centuries later, her story is still impacting others. J.D. Greer and Heath Thomas relate Hannah's spiritual journey to Jesus and our own story. The story of Hannah is not just an isolated incident about a woman, her aloof husband, and a miracle child. It's about lost people, us, and how Jesus came to save us. This is the message of the whole Bible. From beginning to end, the grand narrative weaves a beautiful tapestry of a Creator seeking His people to reconcile them to Himself. Hannah's life sets a pattern for the life of David. It even sets a pattern for the life of Jesus. What is most pressing is that Hannah's life parallels our story. Hannah looked to a son for security and significance. Israel looked to a king. Where will we look? What is the king we seek? What one thing must we have for life to be good? What one thing could we not imagine life without? We all crown someone or something king over our lives. This is true of both religious and irreligious people. For the irreligious, something is needed instead of Jesus. Life is found, for instance, in money, fame, or family. For the religious, something is needed in addition to Jesus. The point of the Bible is knowing that Jesus is enough. He is life, stability, and security. May Hannah's prayer life encourage you to pray boldly. May her willingness to keep her promise motivate you to keep every vow you make to God and others. As she surrendered her son to God, may you submit your family unto the Lord. Dare to be all that God has called you to be by daring to pray for God to make a difference in and through your life. Some questions to consider. What is the hardest part of a surrendered life? What does keeping your promise reveal about your relationship with God? And finally, what lessons have you learned from Hannah's story? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.